It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's the Drive, Brouhaha. Time for Brews News on Thursday with Herlinda. Neil Witte is joining us from the Cicerone Certification Program. Herlinda, explain what a Cicerone is, and am I saying it correct finally?
You are saying it correctly. You used to call it Chicharron, which I like too.
Yeah.
But the Cicerone program is, Ray Daniel started it in Chicago, and they were, you know, good friends with our, actually family with the former owner of Lagunitas, Tony McGee. And they told me about this a long time ago, and it's kind of like a sommelier program for beer.
Right.
So it normally, I actually have the first level, the Cicerone certified beer server. And then there's a next level, which I failed the second test on that, but then I felt better because there was a bunch of other people from breweries there and they failed too. So right now, normally you pay like $1,500 to go to Chicago to take these boot camps to learn more, to become, you know, to take the next levels. There's Cicerone, and there's Advanced Cicerone, and then there's Master Cicerone, which there are only a few of the Master Cicerones in the world. It's like a, you know, master psalm. But they have
Wait a minute. Do they work like a sommelier in wine? I mean, at restaurants and such?
Sure, sure.
Cool.
And at breweries and doing guided tours and... you know, if you have some, you know, someone that has that kind of education at your brewery or restaurant, et cetera, they are, you know, they are highly skilled in pairing food, and also the process of beer and the history of beer. So it's a lot more than just being, not just, because being a brewer is very hard work too, and that's a whole nother schooling on its own. But this is someone who's not necessarily a brewer, but knows everything about beer and all the good stuff around it.
Neil Witte is a 20-year veteran of the craft beer business, and he is on the line with us. Hi, Neil.
Hello. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks, and we appreciate you being with us. Give us a quick history of your career and how this all came about.
Well, I got into beer the way a lot of people got into beer, as a home brewer in the early 90s, before better beer was widely available. And I kind of worked my way into the business. I got my first brewing job in 1997 at a brew pub company in Kansas City. And shortly after that, I got on with my favorite brewery at the time, Boulevard Brewing Company. I don't know if you've heard of them. They sell some beer out in California now, but they're a large regional brewery based in Kansas City.
Yeah, I have heard of them.
And I worked for them for 3 years as a brewer, and then they moved me to a different position where I was working out in the marketplace, making sure that the beer was of high quality out in the marketplace. So I was managing quality out at bars and restaurants. And so I spent about 19 years total working for those guys. And I left 3 years ago and started my own business and expanded my work with the Cicerone Certification Program because I've been involved with them for quite a while. Now I'm the lead trainer at Cicerone Certification Program, and I do all kinds of different stuff.
Vinny and Natalie Chilurzo, co-owners of Russian River Brewing Company, come out with some stuff to help you get through all this mayhem. Their downtown Santa Rosa Brew Pub on 4th Street is open for takeout, beer, and food every day from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call ahead, place your order at 545-BEER. Didn't we have that number at KSRO at some point? No. 545-BEER. You can get great selections of bottles, cans, growlers, and the Brew Pub's Tasty Beer Bites menu, chicken wings, salads to go, and a lot more. Go to RussianRiverBrewing.com and check out the menu, and then call 545-BEER. Place your order. It's takeout on 4th Street. And I love this. They're going to start offering food for takeout at the Windsor, the new Windsor Pub, over this Memorial Day weekend. That's pretty cool. Takeout will be available from 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. this Friday through Monday, the 26th. Same number, 545-BEER. And if you go to Russian River Brewing Company, you can check out the menus for both locations. So Keep in mind, they were doing just 4th Street now this weekend. From Friday through Monday, Memorial Day, they're going to be doing 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. With takeout available. Again, go to RussianRiverBrewing.com, and then you can call 545-BEER and place your order. How cool is that? Cicerone, where does the name come from? Why isn't it called the Beer Sommeliers?
Well, you know, Ray Daniels got that name, you know, through some extensive research. It traces its roots back to Marcus Aurelius Cicero.
Wow.
And the term Cicerone had been used for a really long time to denote a guide, someone who would guide you typically through a museum, who knew about all of the antiquities and the artwork and could give you a full rundown on everything. So he felt like that was applicable and unique enough to start his certification program.
Neil Witte is with us, a craft beer expert, and with the Cicerone certification program. Herlinda?
So Neil is actually a master Cicerone, which is so like a master sommelier, and he's been putting together training programs, and now they've had to pivot at the Cicerone for like they can't do the in-person classes, of course.
Right.
So they've been doing something really, really cool. They're doing a tasting together, a weekly guided style discussions with another master Cicerone, whether it's Neil, whether it's Pat Fahey. And I've been watching those, and so like one day it was on Kolsch, a style of beer, and I grabbed my Seismic Brewery Kolsch and sat down and, you know, watched the class. They're on YouTube. They're free right now, which is amazing because it's not an inexpensive program. So they've been doing these classes for free. They're offering the Introduction to Beer ebook for free and just giving people a chance while they're stuck at home to keep like learning, and there's some days there's history and some days there's draft systems, and so I thought that was really, really great way for people, whether they are just a beer consumer or in the industry and trying to figure out how they're going to pivot later on, to just keep learning something and doing something while they're at home.
Fascinating stuff. Now Neil, you're with the brewersassociation.org.
I've done a decent amount of work with the Brewers Association over the past several years, especially. I've been, for the past 3 years, I've been the quality ambassador. So I was essentially a public speaking role where I would visit state Brewers Guild meetings around the country and talk about quality programs in breweries. That was one of the roles I had with them. I've been doing committee work with them for many years on a draft quality committee. So I've been involved with the Brewers Association on and off in various capacities for a while.
Okay. And as Herlinda pointed out, I mean, you're a master Cicerone, one of 13.
Yeah, we've actually got 19 of them now.
Okay.
There's not a whole lot of us. It's a pretty difficult exam. I took and passed it in 2012, and that was after my third attempt. It's the top level of the program, and it's a 2-day exam. It's all essay questions and oral exams and tastings for 2 solid days. Just to put it in perspective, I went to college and I studied philosophy and German. I got a degree in both of those. And the Master Cicerone exam was the hardest exam I've ever taken.
Wow. How do people find out more about the Cicerone certification program and get a hold of you?
Well, there's a couple of good ways to find out more about us. So, first of all, you can visit our website at cicerone.org. That's C-I-C-E-R-O-N-E. And you can get information on all the different levels of the program, all the different areas of study, how you can get in. Getting in is super easy. I explained how difficult Master Cicerone exam is, but the first level is very accessible for beer enthusiasts, and it's really easy to get involved with. If you want to learn more about beer, you can go to our YouTube channel, the Cicerone YouTube channel.
And we've
got all kinds of free resources there that she was explaining. I'm doing a 12-part series right now that we're calling the CBS Prep Talks. So it's about a half-hour discussion, very top-level intro to a certain topic about beer. And all the ones I've done so far are posted right now, and they're totally free, in addition to the tastings that Master Cicerone Pat Fahey has been doing as well.
Very
so
cool.
A great way to get introduced to the program.
Neil Witte, Cicerone Certification Program. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate it, and stay well, and we'll talk again.
Thanks, Neil.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.